It's time to be inspired with Kakamba's motivational segment on RX Radio.
Leanne Williams is a TV and radio presenter, MC, best known for co-hosting the Espresso Show on SABC 3, as well as hosting her own radio show, Lunch with Leanne, on Good Hope FM. In this year, she is celebrating 12 years in the media and entertainment industry. Good day. How are you feeling today?
I am so good. How are you? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to Kakamba.
Yes.
Hey! How are you, my love?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on your show, RX Radio. This is such a humbling moment for me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there anything I left in my introduction that you would like to add?
No, I don't think that you left anything out. I think you did it very, very well. Thank you.
So where did the love for entertainment come from?
Wow, where did the love for entertainment come from? I think, you know what, it started when I was a very young girl, probably around the ages of everybody that's here today. I grew up in both Hillbrow in Joburg and then in a suburb called Balha. And there weren't many opportunities for young people in entertainment, or at least that's what I thought. You know, when you grow up really poor and you don't have a lot of opportunities in life, you don't know that you can end up in TV, but you know that you have a passion for TV, you've got a passion for radio. And I think one day I just realized, you know what, I wanna be on TV. And I would close my bedroom door and I would put on my mom's, I don't know if you guys know what a petticoat is. Does your mommy also have a petticoat?
No, I don't think so.
My mama and my grandmother had petticoats, so it's something that you wear underneath your dress. So that people don't see anything. And I would put it on because it was long, and I think people on TV should have long hair. Well, that's what I thought back in the day. And I would act out these scenes on TV, and I'd act like a TV presenter, an actress. And who knew that many, many years later I would become that, a TV presenter and an actress as well. So it all starts with dreaming big, even when you're very little, but just keeping the dream alive, even though it doesn't look like it could happen one day.
Wow, nice story. What have been the highlights of your career?
The highlights of my career, there have been so many. I think one of them have been the people that I get to meet in my job. I've had an opportunity to meet Julia Roberts, Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. I've had an opportunity to meet Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know if you guys know these. Do you know these names? You played Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to meet actors like Idris Elba. But more than anything, oh, there goes my live. Oh, Leanne fails at Radio 101. I think the most important thing is getting to do things like this. You know, young people that are keeping their dream alive and that are following their dream at a young age. I would have loved to do this when I was your age. So this is a big moment for me, a big career highlight.
So which one do you enjoy the most? Radio or TV presenting?
Oh my goodness. I think radio and TV is both watching right now. I like them for different reasons. I love TV for the fact that it's very glamorous and you can get your makeup done in the morning and your hair done and you can wear pretty clothes and it's all glamorous and fun and you get to meet incredible people and it's all like va-va-voom. But I love radio for the fact that it's more personal. Like when I'm speaking in this mic, I'm not speaking to thousands of people. I'm speaking to one person. Mm-hmm. As they drive in their car or as they listen here today, it's they chose me. They put on their radio and they specifically chose to listen to me. And somebody once said to me that the eyes are deceiving, because you can fool people with the eyes. You can be pretty and cute and just like, oh my goodness, and just like so sexy and all that. And people will not see a lot of stuff, but the ears never lie. Mm-hmm. People can hear how sincere you are every step of the way. You can't fool people when they're listening to you. So they're different for different reasons, but I love both of them the same.
So what do you look most forward to when you are going to work?
What I look forward to the most is definitely not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't look forward to that. But I look forward to seeing my colleagues, you know, in the morning. They're like my family. You know, they see me when I look at my most ratchet. I do not look cute in the morning. Actually, I look very cute in the morning, just saying. I woke up like this. But they're like my family. You know, when you see people in that vulnerable state, they just got out of bed, they do not look lacquer, and they see see you. They become like your family. And I look forward to that. And I also look forward to those 10 minutes just before we go live. It is madness. There's people still miking you up. And there's people like screaming and running here. And where's my shoes? And I need lipstick. And oh my goodness. And then they say, and action. And you're like, good morning and welcome to Expresso on SABC3. And then it's all just perfection. So I love the madness of it all. But yeah, that's probably the best time of the day for me. The madness before it all goes live.
So what advice would you give to a child who wants to be a presenter?
The advice that I would give to a child who wants to be a presenter is to never stop fighting for your dream. There is, and unfortunately, I can't give you one way of doing it. I wish there was one formula that I could give you and say, do this and you will achieve your dreams. There is no such thing. You could literally go in any avenue and still get to where you want to be. Sometimes life is going to take you through different, you know, directions, different routes to get to one particular goal, but follow that. You know, I believe that timing is everything. Sometimes you might want something so bad right now, but it's not the right time. And you've got to be able to understand the timing of your life and go with that timing and go with that path and know that eventually if it's meant for you, it's going to come to you. And that's all that I can say. Most importantly for every young person listening is educate yourself. Please go through the, you know, the avenues of seeking education. Read as much as you can. There's nothing more amazing than being interviewed by somebody who actually knows things about the world, who is intelligent, who has, you know, who can reason. I don't want to just be in front of somebody that's cute. I want to know that this person's actually educated and actually has brain cells, you know? So yeah. education, and then everything else will fall into place.
So what is your next move?
Hoo, ciao. My next move, I don't know if I can talk about it, but my next move would probably be lots more traveling this year. I am also starting a huge, huge project that I'm not able to talk about right now, but it's probably going to be one of the biggest projects that I've started myself. And more than anything, just, you know, getting back in touch with my friends and my family who I feel like I've missed out on so much because of my many hours of work. So it's just connecting with the people that I love the most.
Any words of encouragement for children listening to RX Radio?
To children listening to RX Radio who are specifically at the Red Cross Children's Hospital today, I want to say that, you know what, life might have started out a little bit more challenging for you than it has been for other people. But all it has done is it's made you stronger. There are things that you have been through that most people have never been through, but it's made you tougher, it's made you stronger, it's made you more resilient, and that can only but help you in this life. And it doesn't matter where you start out in life. It doesn't matter where you start, but it does matter where you finish. It's all about your mindset. It's all about the condition of your heart. And more than anything, knowing that you are just as capable as anybody else to do anything that you put your mind to and so much more. And you are an encouragement to me to go out there and just to continue to push and fight for my dreams, because that is what you are doing every single day. And you are incredible.
Thank you so much, Leanne, for coming to RX.
Thank you, my darling.
So since you are a good presenter, do you mind taking us to the break?
Ooh, okay. Wonderful stuff. I'll take us to the break. Hello, everyone. My name is Leanne Williams. You're listening to RX Radio Live. We're going to take a quick ad break, but we'll be right back after this.
We're going back to the music, but don't go away.
More motivational content to come on
Kakumba's Inspiration Corner. Stay inspired.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.